Nearly 70% of the shrimp consumed in the United States has traditionally come from the Gulf of Mexico. However, large areas were closed to fishing after the oil spill, and seafood distributors had to look elsewhere. Coastal fishing zones are now open, but the owner of Blanchard Seafood says many of his former customers never came back.
We probably losing, I'd say, close to $20 million a year worth of sales.
Blanchard is still angry at BP and says oil companies in general are lax about maintaining equipment in the Gulf.
We fix all stuff to get ready for next thing, but they don't fix nothing. They just let it sit out there till it deteriorates to nothing and just keep the profit and don't care about the environment.
Port Fouchon, a short drive from Blanchard's operation on Grand Isle, has one of the country's largest oil and gas operation centers. While the energy industry has had a clear impact on Louisiana's natural areas, it's the state's most important source of jobs and income. Refineries and storage facilities line the Mississippi River in the state capital of Baton Rouge. Kyle Graham heads Louisiana's Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority.
If you look at the permits that are issued for oil and gas activities in the near shore, the ones that the state issues, they now require mitigation activities and for all of the fill material to be beneficially utilized.
He says the state's share of the BP settlement money will allow Louisiana to address specific problems.
As we continue to learn about the effects of this spill, there's money there that we would be able to utilize to come up with a restoration action.
Visitors are returning to the sunny Louisiana coast to fish and swim in Gulf waters.
Although tourists are still attracted to the scenery on the Gulf Coast, there are many effects from the BP oil spill deep underwater that aren't so noticeable to the naked eye.
Multiple scientific studies have found oil and other chemicals on the seafloor of the Gulf and in the shells and flesh of various aquatic species. Opinions vary as to how serious this is, but Kyle Graham says a full recovery will require more studies and more work. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Grand Isle, Louisiana.